Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When David wrote Psalm 65, he evidently composed the words to be sung at the Festival of Booths. This was an annual harvest festival in Jerusalem, and the Jews brought their first fruits and offered them before the Lord. And it was a time of great praise and thanksgiving, honoring God for providing for their needs. Listen to David's words as he describes these provisions.
You visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching it greatly. God's stream is filled with water, for you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys covered with grain. They shout in triumph. Indeed, they sing.
Well, can you imagine the Jews singing these words at this special festival in Jerusalem? Their hearts were indeed filled with praise and thanksgiving. In the New Testament, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he encouraged them to be consistent, systematic, generous, and joyful in their giving. And he wrote these words, "Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or out of compulsion, since God loves a cheerful giver." Paul then concluded this letter with these powerful words, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." In other words, Paul's message is clear. Christ's death on the cross to pay for our sins should indeed be our primary motivation for being generous. Let's remember this principle to live by. We're to give material gifts thankfully, joyfully, and consistently to help carry out the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.